This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, bringing you some more information on the flu for this week's health report. While people were first being offered the flu vaccine in November, it is still not too late to get vaccinated, as the flu season typically peaks in February and can last as late as May. For millions of people, the flu can mean a fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle aches, fatigue, and miserable days spent in bed. While anyone can get the flu, some people are at greater risk for flu and complications like pneumonia. These people at greater risk include children younger than 5 years old, especially those younger than 2 years, pregnant women, people with certain medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart and lung disease, and people over 65 years old. If you care for anyone in these high-risk groups, or if you care for infants younger than 6 months old who can't get the flu shot, it is important for you to get the flu vaccine to help keep both yourself and them healthy. Dr. Andrew Duxbury, an associate professor in gerontology at the University of Alabama School of Medicine, explains why the flu can pose such risk for seniors. When older people get the flu and get knocked down further, they are more likely to get other infections, such as pneumonia. Being knocked into bed, he says, for as little as 3 to 4 days can, in a frail older person, make it so they lose the ability to walk and do for themselves. It can cause a spiral in disabilities and increased chance of falls or injuries. Prevention is the best defense. Seniors and their caregivers should get a flu shot, wash their hands regularly, and avoid crowds, Duxbury recommends. He also recommends some advice if seniors get the flu. Stay hydrated. Appetite and thirst mechanisms, he reports, are different in older people. They can tip over to dehydration in less than a day if they don't keep their fluids up. Seniors with the flu need to get out of bed at least a little bit. It's better for their lungs and helps avoid pneumonia. He recommends if seniors have shortness of breath, a cough that produces mucus, or a fever higher than 101, to contact their doctors. After a word from our sponsor, Dr. Ray Shepherd, I'll return with some nutritional tips to help prevent the flu.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Besides getting a flu shot and avoiding handshakes, how can you pump up your immune system to keep the flu away? Experts at the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics suggest the following smart food choices can boost your immune system. Start with protein. Lean meat, poultry, seafood, eggs, beans, and soy products can help build your defenses. Vitamin A works to protect you from infections by keeping your skin, respiratory system, and body tissues in your mouth and stomach healthy. For vitamin A food sources, choose colorful sources like carrots, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, and red bell peppers. Vitamin C can boost immunity and helps you form antibodies that fight off infections. Citrus fruits of all kinds are a great source of vitamin C. Nuts are packed with vitamin E, which works as an antioxidant, neutralizing free radicals. Including some almonds or sunflower seeds will provide some zinc, which also helps your immune system to work properly and helps wounds to heal. Zinc is also found in lean beef, crab, black-eyed peas, and tofu. Choosing foods rich in these nutrients will help fight infections and may help prevent illness. Call it flutrition. For this week's health report, I'm Kathy Henderson, hoping you will stay well and flu-free.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.